Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now is our good friend Richard Thompson. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. I've been a huge fan of yours for so many years, since the Fairport Convention on up through your brand new album, Ship to Shore. The song Maybe blows my mind, thematically, music, melody-wise, and your guitar playing is phenomenal. So,
well, thank you. What can I say?
I've been a huge fan of your guitar playing and how groundbreaking and, well, influential your songs and guitar playing have been to so many artists, from 1952, Vincent Black Lightning, all the way up to Maybe, I Feel So Good, Shoot Out the Lights, Walking on a Wire, Good Things Happen to Bad People, all of my favorite tunes, and so many others. That's just naming my top five or six. And Maybe has to be right up there with my favorites. Brand new song, brand new album. It's a pretty great new record. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. I mean, we try, heaven knows, you know, we try. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we fail, but at least we try. We're doing our best.
Well, when it comes to guitar playing, what inspires you? Like, where do you get these ideas for guitar solos? Like, does it come right from the heart, or is it like, I think I'll do this pattern here?
Well, you know, scientists have been trying to figure out where it comes from, you know, for decades, for centuries, perhaps. I suppose it's inspiration. You know, it's called inspiration, or it's called creativity, and you just study. And you soak up the stuff you like, and you copy the guitar players you like. I mean, when I started out, it was like Chuck Berry and Les Paul and people, and it kind of evolved from there. You know, now I listen to all kinds of stuff. I listen to jazz, classical music. I mean everything, and everything that you like, it becomes absorbed into your particular style, and then on a good night, you'll regurgitate that in a sort of a logical, pleasing sequence of notes that might bring joy to people, or might just drive them out of the room. I don't know, one or the other.
Are there contemporary artists that you appreciate now who play guitar, like that you can name, that are just exceptional in your eyes?
So someone I saw last year, well, I think we're on a cruise together, it was Madison Cunningham, who I think is interesting. She's a really good guitar player, gets a great sound out of the guitar, good songwriter, and she plays with the trio. And a trio of musicians, they just work so well together. So I really liked her. I thought her album that just came out was actually almost like a dilution of what she does on stage. You know, it didn't quite have the impact. Someone who was trying to turn her into the next Taylor Swift or something, live, she just blew me away live. I thought she was fantastic.
Now let's get back to Ship to Shore. The album itself, what is it based on?
What's it based on? You know, it's stories from all over the place, I suppose, really. I wrote it towards the end of lockdown, really. I wrote a bunch of stuff in lockdown, so I put out two EPs. I wrote this record, I wrote the next record. And it's just things from all over the place, really, that caught my ear or my eye. But I think because you write songs within a narrow time frame, so you know, you might write 12 songs in a couple of months or 3 months, there's a commonality to them. They belong together, they belong on the same record. Just because, you might be obsessing about a certain, you know, a certain chord sequence or a certain lyrical idea that does get repeated from song to song, not repeated exactly, but approximated from song to song to song, and therefore the songs kind of hang together with each other. That's my very pretentious answer to that very fine question.
Now, when it comes to playing guitar, and let's say it comes to putting a solo down on a recording or live, It's amazing to me, like, where the notes come from, because it's, of course, in the melody and the song itself, but your approach and the where you go with your dynamic ability is impressive to me. And where do you get a start from? Like, how do you even like decide what to play?
I think human imagination is limitless. I think you can imagine in anything that exists in the universe, pretty much. The only limits are your own fear, perhaps. So I think you can go anywhere. You can start anywhere. I mean, starting point can be just you think, well, I'm going to start on a third. I'm going to start on a B flat. And from there it just kind of rolls. Or you may have an idea. Over time you develop your own cliches, if you like, but every night you try to assemble them in a different sequence and then to work around them. So you have some things you fall back on, but
I see.
then you can take it anywhere, really, and the best solos are where your ego kind of steps to one side, and the music plays itself almost. Those are the good times. Those are the good times.
Now, your latest dates, have you been playing solo or with a band?
Well, we just finished a band tour of the UK, which was great, and we finished at the Royal Albert Hall with a bunch of guests. So we had the Crowded House up there. We had Squeeze, Ralph
Wow.
McTells, and lots of family. So that was fantastic. This next run of dates are just solo acoustic. Just met myself and my wife joins me on some things as well. That's for the next couple of weeks, and then we got the band out in October, November, and that's going to be pretty much across the country.
Well,
So
hopefully you'll come too.
If you're fans of acoustic or electric or whatever, come down, as they say, come down and lend an ear.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
tonight you're going to be at Daryl's house in Pawling. So we're looking forward to that. And you're playing solo acoustic.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Now, do you span your whole career when you play live?
I think you have to give some pause and think. There's been people in the audience who have been there since 1967, so they deserve something, maybe, so you throw them, a morsel, and then you think, well, there's people, signed on in the 70s, 80s, 90s, zeros, teens. So I try and play something from different eras, and also, I'm trying to play the new record as well, so we might have five, six songs off the new record. And retrospective things as well, and people might want to hear, like the Vincent song, and they want to hear Bee's Wing, so maybe I can work those in as well. It's I think a good set is a balance between what people want to hear and what I want to play, and that meets in the middle somewhere.
Do you use any special guitar tuning or do you just tune it regularly?
I'm really in regular tuning. I mean, I use a lot of drop D.
You do.
I've lost half the audience already, now through techno speak.
It's important.
Okay, drop D. I use like a D modal tuning. I use a G modal tuning. I try not to over use tunings, or I stick to like three or four. Otherwise, you get that syndrome where a song lasts 3 minutes and you're retuning for 8 minutes between songs. I've seen people do it, and it's boring. So I try to cut down on the retuning.
Do you pick up a different guitar for the tuning or do you sit there and tune
I'm not one of these rich rock stars. What do you take me for?
it?
I have one guitar. I have one guitar, and I retune it. And if it gets broken by the airline, I have to borrow one. I mean, it's I can't afford to go around with two guitars.
Well, I appreciate what you do and thank you for all the good work. Thank you for the great new album, Ship to Shore. Folks, don't miss Richard Thompson at Daryl's house in Pawling tonight. It's a 7 o'clock show, Daryl's House Club for tickets and info.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Richard, and all the best to you. And we look forward to talking with you soon and seeing you tonight at the show.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right, all the best. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.